we'll get.
Hey, everybody out there. This is Mike Williford from Joe Baca Middle School, Cole Joint Unified School District, with a passing period with the principal. I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Joe Sanfilippo. I'm the superintendent in the Fall Creek School District, home of the Fall Creek Crickets. Go Crickets!
Go Crickets! I'm here with him today because he wrote a great book about called Hacking Leadership. And Joe, I wanted to ask you real quick is, you know, what inspired you to write this book on hacking leadership, and what does it mean to you?
So I think the thing that inspired me and Tony, my friend Tony, who co-authored the book, he's an assistant superintendent in New York. The thing that inspired us to write the book was that we kept reading all these books that were like, you know, really like all these kind of platitudes, like, hey, all kids should learn and everybody deserves a chance. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Tell us how, right? Like, it's great that we can get all of the big concepts out, but we want to know how to do it. And so I think that a lot of times when it comes to leadership, one of the things that's really important is that they have the tools to move forward, but not so many that it gets to be a problem in terms of what they're going to find moving forward. So the impetus of the book was to try to figure out, okay, so we asked about 100 principals, what works in your school district, what doesn't work in your school district, and we figured out the things that don't work. We came up with those 10 and then ways to fix those 10. So and they're not, you know, we're not talking about rocket science. We're talking about writing positive notes to people, connecting, being present and engaged, and everything that goes along with it. So I think the whole piece comes back to how can we help an already difficult position, you know, have the tools and resources to get better at that position.
You know, being a principal, I totally understand where you're coming from. It's hard to make sure that you're hitting all these different things you got to do to make sure to build relationships, mm-hmm. make sure kids want to be in school. What are some tools that you use that help make your area, your school district work well?
Yeah, so I always kind of break it down into three components. So the first one is, how are we intentional about our work? Because I think a lot of times we go through the day and we're just trying to keep things in order that we don't get a chance to see the great things that are in front of us. So I think we do a lot of things without even thinking about them, you know, and that's because we just have always done them. Like, I drive my daughter to gymnastics 4 days a week. There are days that I drop her off, give her a kiss, and move on. And then I think to myself, oh my gosh, how did I get here, right? So we need to be intentional about that work. So being intentional for me is trying to start my day with something positive, which means either writing a positive note, connecting with somebody, having a great conversation, and always ending my day with something positive, either a call or a note or something, because I want to be in a different mindset. I want to be in the right mindset when I get home to my family. Opening doors is mostly about how we make sure that people know and understand what we're doing, so making sure that we're on social and connecting there. And then finally, building each other up is the last component of that wheel, and that is to make sure that people know and understand that we're all in this thing together, which means we got to take care of each other, because it's really hard to take care of kids if you're not taking care of the adults.
No, and that's a very valid point. You know, we got to have that balance. We always mm-hmm. talk about balance in life and making sure that we're balanced, because if kids have balance, we have balance.
Yeah.
So finishing up our questions here. So my last question would be, you know, hacking leadership, what would be your number one tool in hacking leadership that you would recommend to anybody out there to try at least once?
Be present and engaged, without question. I had a professor in my doctoral program that said the greatest gift of service you can give to another human being is for the time that you're with them, they are the center of your universe. So if you are present and engaged in every conversation, you're going to build credibility with the people that you're with, and therefore be able to move everybody forward.
You know what? I can't thank you enough. I know it's the second or third time I've actually had the chance to see you and talk with you. You're an amazing speaker. You're doing great things over there in Wisconsin. Thank you for everything you're doing. You gave to us at Colton today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the time. And hopefully, you know, we can help people out moving forward.
Thanks again, man.
All right. Thank you so much. Go Crickets, everybody.